This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Clark Forsyth, Senior Counsel at Americans United for Life. He's also the author of the recently published book, Politics for the Greatest Good, The Case for Prudence in the Public Square. And Clark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
We want to get your thoughts today on a new survey released by the Pew Center, which polls on a number of critical subjects. But the poll is on abortion, and basically it shows that support in just the past year has dropped quite dramatically. Just a year ago, according to the survey, it was 54% in favor of keeping abortion legal in most cases, 41% opposed. Now it's 47-45, an 11-point swing, and perhaps most significantly, 7% dropping from those in support of it. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there could be a number of reasons. I think it could be due to the emphasis put on abortion rights and the discussion of abortion nationwide over the past year and a half throughout the presidential campaign, and since with health care and the Sotomayor nomination and a number of other things. But I think that's it's a strong poll. The sample included over 4,000 adults, and it's consistent with other recent polls.
What does this do for your hopes to greatly restrict abortion, either at the state or national level?
Well, I think it certainly is cautionary to any who are pushing health care, abortion and health care. I think it certainly helps efforts to protect life and reduce abortions across the country, whether it's at the state or the national level. I mean, those pushing abortion and health care have to take notice of this poll, especially since it's consistent with the Gallup poll that was taken in May, as you know, which found for the first time that a bare majority of 51% of Americans self-identified as pro-life, versus only 42% who self-identified as pro-choice, which was a significant turnaround since Gallup started asking that question annually in 1996.
A few years ago, I interviewed at the time the recently retired Georgia Democratic Senator Zell Miller, who wrote in his book that for the most of his political career, at least once the abortion issue became prominent, he was pro-choice, but he says what really turned him into a pro-life legislator was the technology that came around, available through the ultrasound, so people don't just have this mental concept of what the unborn child looks like. They can see it in very real and vivid ways.
I think that has certainly played a role in changing public mind over the past decade or so, as well as the debate over partial birth abortion between 1995 and 2006. There was data showing that the specific debate about partial birth abortion in the states and in Congress and in the Supreme Court over those years had a positive effect generally on turning public opinion around. I think it also another factor is increased understanding and focus on the negative risks to women from abortion.
One of the other things in this Pew study, Clark, is the question about personally President Obama's support for abortion rights and how the respondents feel about that. It wasn't even close. Conservative Republicans, 52% fear that Obama will go too far. No one else, in terms of the moderate, independents, liberals, that sort of thing, was anywhere near that 52%. How concerned are you about Obama's agenda on this particular issue?
Well, I'm very concerned about his very strong pro-abortion agenda, which has been consistent. As you know, he endorsed the Federal Freedom of Choice Act very strongly before Planned Parenthood Political Action Committee in 2007, which would sweep away, wipe out all regulations of abortion at the national or the state level. Although I am very concerned about his strong pro-abortion agenda, I think the Gallup poll in May and this new Pew Research poll seems to indicate that the president's strong support for abortion rights has not influenced the public. If anything, these polls seem to indicate that it has had a negative influence on public opinion, pushing the public in the other direction.
We're talking with Clark Forsyth of Americans United for Life. And Clark, over the past several years, we've seen a number of prominent legislative debates over issues related to life, as well as a couple of major Supreme Court cases. Where do you see the next battleground likely being drawn? Is it over these major pieces of legislation, or do you see certain cases working their way through the court system right now that could end up with some landmark rulings?
I don't see landmark rulings on the horizon in the courts in the coming years. In the next few years. The fact of the matter is that the battleground right now is in Congress over health care and so-called health care reform. If the Obama administration is not successful in including abortion and abortion funding through national health care, the states can move ahead with protective legislation as they have done in the 2008 and 2009 legislative sessions. But the threat is that the Hyde Amendment, which has prohibited federal funding for abortion, will be swept away and repealed by the Obama administration's and healthcare initiatives in Congress. And so that is a great concern, holding back on the very strongly pro-abortion initiatives by the administration and by the Democratic members of Congress.
Clark, whenever the debate rises up over taxpayers actually ponying up the money to pay for abortions, do you get the sense when that part of the debate is in the public square that the numbers tend to change on how folks feel about abortion in general?
Well, taxpayer funding of abortion directly raises in a very intense way the question of conscience and conscientious objection. Even those who might not be strongly pro-life would be very concerned about having their own tax dollars going for abortion. So people see that as a very direct involvement in the issue. But even that debate, I think, is forcing people to talk about the issue and ask whether abortion should be included. Real health care reform respects life, and abortion should not be funded in any way by government at any level, not only because it takes a human life, but because it's not health care. It has significant risks for women, and it is not good for women's health. So it simply can't be included in health care reform.
Clark, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Been great to be with you.
Same here. Clark Forsythe is senior counsel at Americans United for Life. His book is Politics for the Greatest Good, The Case for Prudence in the Public Square. For more information on the recent poll on Americans' attitudes towards abortion, head to pewforum.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.